Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Sarah Cedracula, director of Main Street Washington, about tonight's lighted parade and tomorrow's holiday events.
Well, people celebrated Thanksgiving yesterday, mm-hmm. So the Christmas season is officially kicking off. Can you tell us what's going to be going on tonight in downtown Washington?
Absolutely. Tonight is our lighting ceremony. We're going to be lighting the square and getting all of our holiday decor kicked off. And that all starts at 5 o'clock. We'll have some activities, hay rack rides, free hot cocoa, a fun festive holiday photo booth, a few other things going on. And then we'll kick off the lighting ceremony followed by the parade.
And can you tell us who lights up the square downtown?
We always have a special visitor with a Christmas magic wand. I guess that's all I should say. And he and his elves come and light the square.
And can you tell us about the lighted parade?
Sure. It's our 20th annual. We ask that anybody who wants to participate download the form off our website and bring their float down. We start registration at 5 o'clock. You don't have to pre-register. And we'll line you up on the boulevard. And then parade starts at 6.
How many floats are you hoping to have today?
You know, as many as possible. We would love just to have it go for an hour. I mean, you know, it doesn't always last more than a half an hour, but I would love to just see it stretch on and on and on.
So if somebody's looking for something to do this afternoon, they could throw together a last minute float.
Absolutely. It just has to be lit and can't have Santa on it.
Great. And what is going on tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock at the UP Church, we have Breakfast with Santa. So you come, enjoy a breakfast sponsored by the Washington Lions Club, and do some Christmas crafts. Kids can give Santa their list, get their picture taken. At 9:30, Santa will be reading Christmas stories to the kids. It is so much fun. And then we close up at 10:30. And it's Small Business Saturday also. So we're encouraging parents to grab some tickets for the Merchant Movies while they're at Breakfast with Santa, take their kids to the theater for the fun movie they're showing, and then head downtown to shop our local stores and get those fun, unique Christmas gifts.
And talking about Breakfast with Santa, mm-hmm. Quite a few kids attended last year. Can you tell us who this is open to?
It's open to the public. There is a fee for the tickets. It's $6 for adults, $3 for children over 3. And it's just a lot of fun. And you can buy the tickets right at the door. We don't sell them in advance. We'll serve as many kids as we can and families.
And are the area businesses excited for Small Business Saturday?
They are. You know, Shop and Stroll was a great success. We gave away the savings passes. And if you purchase something during Shop and Stroll, you got a 10% off savings pass. And they're really excited to showcase what they have in their store. So I hope we get lots of people back for some fun shopping.
And with Small Business Saturday, how does that impact the community as a whole?
So what's really cool about shopping in a small business owned by a local person is for every $100 you spend, 72 of that stays within the local economy. It recirculates, whether that's wages, whether that's local taxes. So it really helps the health of our community economically to shop in a small business.
And moving forward, there will be some hours that Santa's going to be in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Can you let us know where people can find this information?
Absolutely. It's on our website, mainstreetwashington.org/events. There's a Santa's House event. Has all of the hours listed out. Starting after the parade, he'll be there 7 to 9. And then he'll be there 1 to 3:30 on Saturday and 1 to 4 on Sunday, it looks like. And he'll be there generally 1 to 4 every weekend, afternoon, Saturday, and Sunday through Christmas. The 21st is his last day. Go check the hours online to be sure, because there are a couple that it fluctuates.
And have the elves been busy getting that area ready for Santa?
The elves have been very busy. We have lots of trees. We have a new tree this year. We're going to kind of maneuver around a little bit before Santa gets into his house tonight. But they were very busy getting the house all jazzed up. And I know Santa is bringing his magic Christmas train also. And we're very excited because it's been expanded this year.
Great. And can you remind people where Santa's house is?
Santa's house is in the Old City Library at 120 East Main Street.
And as Christmas gets underway, is there anything you'd like to share with our listeners?
You know, I'd just like to wish everybody listening a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. It is so wonderful to work here in Washington, and I wish you all the joy in the world.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Sarah Cedracula, director of Main Street, Washington. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.